The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sally Reese here. You're listening to Fresh FM, and this is my program, Healthy Options. All right, today I think I'm going to give you some recipes. I haven't given you many in the past, and as usual, I will post them on my website. There's different categories there. There's the six latest recipes you'll see on the page, and the rest are filed in the files to the right, I think. So you can click on any of those categories on the right, and you'll find some more recipes there. But today I'm going to give you two easy fermented pickles, really. One's for pickled onions and one's for piccalilli. And I'll give you also a bliss ball recipe, a chocolate bliss ball recipe. So to start with, I'll give you, who likes pickled onions? Me. I'm a vinegar girl, so I can actually drink pickling vinegar. Yes, the normal vinegar, and yes, the cider vinegar. And brine pickle liquid too, I can drink it, but it's probably not that good for me. However, using the normal vinegar, I'll call it, from the supermarket is not that great. It might have started out as a ferment originally, but it's certainly a processed food. So this one is pickled onion recipe, which is brine pickled, and you'll find it much more pleasant, I'm sure. So you can use the little pickled onions that you find in the grocery shops. You can use the little white ones or just the normal brown-skinned ones. And it produces, you know, because of the lactic acid process, it produces, you know, an acidic pickled effect. Yeah, so try not to use vinegar if you can help it. This is just as good. And actually, if you find a pickled onion recipe that you like, I use apple cider vinegar and I don't heat the liquid too high. I just warm it so that if there's sugar in it, which usually is a bit of sugar, and just so that the sugar dissolves. If you heat it above 42 degrees, of course, the raw apple cider vinegar won't be raw anymore. Yeah, so if you do use apple cider vinegar, make sure you choose Goulter's one, which is made here in Nelson. And it's exceptionally good. It's a family business, and they've used the same recipe for probably 40 years now. Okay, so all you do is you'll need 3 to 4 cups of the little pearly white onions, and peeled, of course. And if you want to use normal onions, probably 2 to 3. So you can use normal onions and just slice them on a mandolin, being very careful that you don't cut your fingers in the process. Or red onions as well you can use. So you need a brine. So brine is just salty water. So if you use 3 cups of water, and make sure it's not out of the kitchen tap, especially Nelson water, which has chlorine in it. You can put it in a pot or a bowl outside for a few hours and the chlorine will evaporate. Or you can boil the jug full of water and let that cool down and use that because the chlorine will have gone. Anyway, 3 cups of good water and 2 tablespoons of sea salt. So you can use Himalayan pink salt or Celtic salt or unrefined sea salt. And if you've got some previous brined pickles that you've made, just take a bit of the liquid out of them and use it for the new pickle. So put everything into a jar, put the onions in first, and if they don't fit, well, you just maybe cut them in half and so you can fit more in the jar. The important thing is to keep the onions below the liquid, and you can do that by using a glass disc. I have some for sale. So just contact me if you'd like to try one of those. They're $15 each, but they're really good. They're very thick glass and they're quite heavy. So once you've filled up your jar with the brine, you need to put something on it to keep the onions under the liquid. So you cover the jar tightly and leave on the bench for 3 to 7 days. You might need to burp it occasionally. That means take off the lid to release the gas pressure. And yeah, once they taste nice, according to your palate, keep the lid on and put the jar into either the fridge or in the basement or somewhere cool. Oh, I forgot to mention, the same with any brine pickled vegetables. To keep the vegetables crisp, you need to put a leaf on the bottom of the jar first and then another one on the top. So a leaf is one with tannins in it, which is like grape leaves, horseradish leaves, fig leaves, those ones, and there's probably a few others. So put one on the bottom of the jar, follow that with vegetables and brine, and then put another one on the top, and then put a weight on top of that to keep them under the liquid. Okay, so that's pickled onions. So now I'm going to give you a recipe for piccalilli. Now, if you're like me, I love piccalilli. And you can use a mixture of vegetables. So recommendation is this makes 1 kilo, a 1 kilogram jar, so decent sized jar. So you need 500 grams of vegetables. And the ones that are good to use are cauliflower or the Romanesco, which is the pointy one. Beans, green beans. You can use courgettes, although I don't particularly like them. They get a bit squashy. So any other squash, tomatoes, the little pickling onions, capsicums, and also if you've got some nasturtiums in your garden, you'll see that they have little green seed pods, I suppose, and you can use those as well. They make kind of, what's the word, substitute capers. So then you'll need 500 mils of filtered water or good water, 20 grams of sea salt, a piece of ginger, so peeled and grated, so about the size of your thumb, a teaspoon of cumin seeds, teaspoon of coriander seeds, a teaspoon of fennel seeds, half a teaspoon of ground turmeric, half a teaspoon ground cinnamon, quarter of a teaspoon of cayenne pepper or chili powder, 1 tablespoon of corn flour, and 4 to 6 tablespoons of maple syrup. So also, as I mentioned before, you can use a bay leaf and grape leaves on the bottom and on the top of the vegetables. So it takes up to 2 weeks to ferment this. So cut the vegetables into small pieces, like similar size is ideal, and bite-sized pieces as well. So you can use these on an antipasto platter or just as a snack, or there's lots of uses if you think about it. So make the brine, so just whisk the salt and water together until it's fully dissolved. Add the vegetables to the brine into a bowl. Cover with a cloth and leave overnight or for 12 hours, depends what time of the day you're starting to make this. Okay, the next day or after 12 hours, drain the vegetables and keep the brine. In a smaller bowl, mix the ginger and spices with the corn flour and maple syrup to make a paste. Stir this paste through the vegetables, taste and add more maple syrup or ginger or whatever if you like, according to your palate. So now pack all of that into your jar, 1 kilogram jar, filling it almost to the top, but leave some head space. So this allows for fermentation, and as I've said before, things expand when they're fermented, so you need a bit of extra room in the jar. Put some bay leaves or vine leaf on top of the vegetables, which hopefully will hold it under the brine. And if you've left enough room and the jar is wide enough, you can add a glass disc. And then pour the brine over the top. And you can pop a knife down the side of the jar to make sure there's no air bubbles in it, because it's an anaerobic fermentation. We don't want any air in there. Make sure the liquid is covering the vegetables and put on the lid. Place it on a plate because, as I said, it expands and some of the juice will overflow out of the jar. That's certain. So make sure you put it on a plate or a dish to catch the juice. So leave for 1 to 2 weeks at room temperature. Twist the lid occasionally to let out any gases, otherwise the jar might explode. And check the level of liquid on the vegetables. Always make sure that it's covering the vegetables. And if you're losing some out of the jar, you just make some more brine and top it up. Or maybe make a bit extra when you're making the jar initially, so that if this happens, you can just use that. Okay, so you can taste it after a week, and if it's nice, well, you can put it in the fridge. Or if you think it needs a bit more fermenting, keep it going for another few days and have a taste again. And it keep for months in the fridge, as long as the jar is clean and airtight. So you don't need to sterilise the jars, but you could put them through the dishwasher or wash them with soapy water. Yeah, make sure they're rinsed out well with clean water, and that should be fine. The lactic acid bacteria will keep the pathogens from growing, and it'll be all good. So you're listening to Healthy Options here with Sally Reese on Fresh FM, coming from Nelson. So here's the recipe for peanut butter cacao bliss balls. Okay, so you need 14 pitta dates, and the medjool dates would be the ideal ones. A tablespoon of cacao powder, 2 teaspoons of flax seeds, 2 teaspoons sesame seeds, 2 tablespoons peanut butter, 3 quarters of a cup, 90 grams of raw almonds, and a tablespoon of agave syrup or honey. So put the dates, cacao powder, linseed, sesame seeds, and peanut butter into food processor. Not a blender, please. It won't work. You need a food processor. And blend until it makes a paste. So add the almonds and pulse again in bursts. And you want a coarse, slightly sticky mixture. Of course, if it's too dry, add some more syrup or honey. Yeah, until you get the right consistency. So if you take a bit and pinch it between your fingers, it will need to stick together. So you just take the mixture out, roll into balls, and you can either roll them in cacao powder or desiccated coconut or some finely chopped nuts. You could even try matcha powder, anything you like basically, and then they'll keep in an airtight container in the fridge for up to a week. That's if they get the chance. So they're really nice, and I make my own peanut butter, so I do roast them a bit beforehand so it's not completely raw. You could try substituting walnuts. Just make your own walnut butter or cashew butter. Almond butter would be really nice. Just substitute whatever you feel like it. So that's a quick dessert or a nice healthy snack, which is a bit of sweetness. So I hope you enjoy those. So as I said, I'll put those up on my website under recipes so you can refer back to them if you haven't got all the recipes copied down. Yeah, so enjoy your pickles and I'll talk to you again soon. So you're here on Fresh FM, been listening to Healthy Options, and I'm Sally Rees.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.